This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Quran Weekly, this is Abdul Nasser Jangda with another Ramadan pro tip. The topic that I wanted to address today is a little bit of a sensitive issue, and one that there are definitely a lot of questions about. Sisters oftentimes have the question that during the month of Ramadan, when the days of menstruation occur, and sisters are not able to fast and pray during those days, then how can they still make sure that their Ramadan is still spiritually beneficial and productive? One of the things that I'd like to key in on today is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the passage about the month of Ramadan itself in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2 in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my slaves ask you about me, then most definitely, without a doubt, I am, have been, and always will be very near and close. The next part of the ayah that I'd like for us to focus on though is Allah says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. Allah says, I always respond. I always respond and will always respond. I am waiting to respond to the call of the caller whenever he or she calls out to me. Now to simplify that language and to help you understand it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will always respond to the one who makes dua whenever they make dua, no matter whatever it is that they're asking for. So this is a very powerful reminder to us, to all of us, particularly our sisters, during those days in the month of Ramadan, that dua is definitely one of the things. There are many other things as well, but I'd like to focus in on dua. That making dua during those days is not restricted at all in any way, shape or form. And it is the most valuable opportunity and the most valuable thing anyone can do at any time, but specifically during the month of Ramadan, during those blessed days and nights, dua is something that is definitely extra emphasized. So I want to encourage everyone to, inshallah, everyone in general to make dua, but particularly a message to our sisters is that during those days, focus on your duas. Write down your duas on a piece of paper, make a list in your phone as you're going about your day, starting today, so that you have a long list of things to make dua for. Understand that you don't necessarily have to have some formal language in order to be able to make dua or do them in the Arabic language, but learn to have a conversation, an ongoing conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day, throughout the night, no matter what situation you're in the month of Ramadan. And that is the most valuable opportunity to have your du'as answered and responded to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and subscribe to Quran Weekly. Make sure you share this video with friends and family. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you benefited from this video, then please help and support Quran Weekly so that they can continue to provide all this knowledge and benefit to people worldwide by clicking the link here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept your good deeds and your contributions. Jazakumullahu khairan.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.